morning. It's Drive Time, a show about anything automotive. Co-hosted by automotive industry veterans Tom Cheddar and Desmond Creighton. Tom's a popular speaker, consultant, and writer with over four decades of automotive experience. He owned a chain of award-winning auto repair shops and is the recipient of the Transmission Industry's Lifetime Achievement Award. Desmond has over 30 years of automotive experience as a master technician and transmission rebuilder, and he's the owner of Prescott Valley Transmissions, serving the Quad Cities area for 14 years. So sit back and relax as we talk about anything automotive. It's Drive Time.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Yes, it's Drive Time, the only automotive talk show in the Quad Cities area. I'm Tom Cheddar, and I'm joined here today by my sidekicks Desmond Creighton and Ken Freund. Dez is the owner and captain of Prescott Valley Transmissions, and they've perfected the art of providing hassle-free service, right, Dez?
Absolutely.
You bet. And Ken is our car and motorcycle guru. His career spans decades as a service advisor, technician, vehicle tester, and writer. We were just talking about some of that stuff. The list is just too long to go into.
Thank you, Tom.
You bet. And anyhow, folks, even though we don't take live shows or live calls on the show, you can participate by asking questions and making comments on our website. That's drivetimeaz.com. When you go there, just go to our Submit Your Question form. It's not an original name. Submit Your Question on the drivetimeaz.com website, and we'll answer your questions during the week. However, if we pick yours as the question of the week, we're going to read it on the air, and you're going to win a prize. And you can even win a prize by submitting your favorite car or motorcycle song. I'll tell you more about that later. So while you're thinking about it, go to drivetimeaz.com and enter today. Ken and Desmond, it's always great to have you guys here with me. I'm glad you're here every week. I'd hate to do this alone.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm glad to have you here. And guys, we talk a lot about our sponsors, and even though they can't all be here with us every week, we have some great sponsors, don't we?
Folks, I've met and visited with all of our sponsors, and they're not only great businesses, but they're terrific people, too.
That's right, Ken. And you know what? We have one here today. We have Lenora, and we have Susie from Bennett Oil Company. How are you folks today?
Good.
Hi, Tom. We're good. Thanks for having us.
You
Susie,
bet.
Pull that microphone closer to your
Hi,
lips
Tom.
So we can
thank
yeah.
you.
Let's get
so
that
we can hear you.
Susie.
I have a pretty large voice, so
okay.
I tend to stand back just a little bit.
Okay.
Throw you guys away.
And one of our other sponsors, Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service, they're your hometown favorite for tires and auto care.
If you got door dings or hail damage, go to All New Paintless Dent Repair. You can't see it or it's free.
Five Star Cars is your best choice for top quality cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a no-pressure place to buy or sell a vehicle.
And Bennett Oil is a family-owned and has served the Quad Cities petroleum needs since 1938. That's 85 years.
And we have a couple friends of the show, too. That's Third Shot Coffee and Acai at the Gateway Mall, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe in Prescott Valley. They're right in front of the hospital.
We've made it easy to contact any of our sponsors. Just go to our website, drivetimeaz.com.
And then click on any of the sponsors' logos, and you'll be magically transported directly to their websites. And while you're there, take a look under Ken's picture for links to the Arizona car shows and motorcycle roads, rides, and events.
And we also have links to our podcast, so you never need to miss a show. Tom, as you know, we've vetted all of our sponsors before inviting them to join the show. We also wanted to be able to endorse them, not just promote them.
That's right. And speaking of great companies, Des, as I've mentioned earlier, we have Lenora Bennett Bateman, President and CEO of Bennett Oil, here with us today. Welcome to the show, Lenora.
Thank you, Tom.
I know I'm going to call you Laura probably six times before the day's
That's
over.
Okay. I get called a lot of things in life. No worries.
I'll do my best to keep it straight.
Thank you.
And I see you have a sidekick with you today, too.
I brought Susie Ingram. Susie is quite a superstar in our industry, and we're lucky to have her with us at Bennett Oil. She's been in the petroleum industry for nearly 30 years and has led great companies. And about 5.5 years ago, I reached out to Susie. She thought that she was going to slip away and have some time off in a few years of retirement. And I quickly grabbed her up and asked her to move to Prescott and come out here and run Bennett Oil.
How did you guys meet?
We actually met through the Arizona Petroleum Marketers Association. So Susie was running another oil company down in Phoenix, and we both would participate in events and association things that allowed us to rub shoulders. And her personality is just what I needed. You know, she's bubbly and vivacious.
Again,
and her personality was a lot of fun. And I, through different circumstances, when I needed recognized that I needed another person at the helm with me at Bennett Oil, I just knew exactly who that was. And so, Susie,
thank you, Lenore.
My dad actually worked on her for a year to get her to come to Prescott and get back into the oil industry and petroleum industry. And so here she is, and we've enjoyed her with us for about 5.5 years.
Well, they're not only glad you're here, Susie, so are we.
Thanks, I appreciate that a lot.
You bet.
But it's a blessing. Everything happens for a reason, right?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, someone up there has his divine providence going on, doesn't
Absolutely.
He?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, Susie, you were the first person I met face-to-face with Bennett Oil.
Nice.
You dropped in that one day.
Yes.
And we spent some
visit.
Time
mm-hmm.
chatting, and I was blown away by your knowledge of petroleum products. But before we get into petroleum products, gasoline, oils, and fluids, and all that stuff, I got a big announcement to make. You know, we've been talking about our giving away a car for about the last month. We've been taking nominations, looking for a deserving veteran to receive that free car. And it was donated by a member of Starting Point Church. But Desmond, this isn't just any car, is it?
Folks, this is an amazingly well-preserved 2000 Lincoln Continental, which makes it over 20 years old, which means it already qualifies for historical vehicle plates. It has been inspected bumper to bumper by all of our sponsorship team, and all needed repairs and services have been completed, which, by the way, includes all oils and fluids donated by Bennett Oil, so it's tip-top shape.
That's great, and you know what? We have all the service records to support all the services that have ever been done. The CarPax report shows that there's two owners, but it's because the original owner moved here from another state, so it just picked up as a change in ownership. But he is the original owner. We even have the original window sticker. And the veteran we selected is Dane Hampton. Dane is known in the community as a veteran who helps other veterans. He's the manager of the Disabled American Veterans Thrift Store over in Prescott. And I have to tell you, everyone I've talked to about Dane says he's one of the humblest, most giving people they know. And I met with him, and I'd have to agree. Dane was recently injured, and his car was totaled when a driver crossed over the center lane, hit him head on. In fact, he's still on crutches and recovering from his injuries. And here's the worst part. The offending driver didn't have any insurance, didn't have a license, and has since skipped out of the country, leaving Dane and his wife holding the bag. The good news is that Dane and his wife will be driving in their like-new 2000 Lincoln Continental in the Frontier Days Parade that starts at 9 o'clock this morning. So you want to get over there, come on out, thank Dane for his service, and give him some encouragement. He's been a great servant to our country and our community.
By the way, one of the show sponsors that spearheaded the repair process of the car was Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service. Louie and Angel Gomez are the owners, and they're always doing something special to help members of our community. In fact, a little bird told me that Prescott Tire Pros fixes up and gives away several cars every year.
Ken, that's something else most people don't know about Prescott Tire Pros. They aren't just a great tire store. They do all type of auto maintenance and repairs, and when it comes to your cars and trucks, there's not much that they don't do. They can most likely fix it, replace it, or service it.
You know what? If it turns out to be something they don't work on, they'll refer you to a trustworthy shop who can. In fact, they spent almost an hour checking out a problem on one of my cars and ended up referring me to a specialist, but they wouldn't take a dime for the checkout. I couldn't believe it.
However, if you do need tires, it's good to know that Prescott Tire Pros has a price match guarantee. And speaking of guarantees, their tires are covered from coast to coast. Ask them about their satisfaction guarantee. I've never heard anything like it. If you're not happy, bring them back and they'll replace them.
And by the way, Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service is an A-plus accredited member of the BBB, and they're located at 1635 West Iron Springs Road in Prescott. That's next to the Waters Garden Center. Contact Prescott Tire Pros and Automotive Service by going to our show's website, drivetimeaz.com, and then just click on their link. Actually, their logo is a link, and it'll take you straight to their website. When you go in, be sure to tell them you heard about them on Drive Time. All right. Let's get back to our topic of the day, petroleum products. In addition to having petroleum experts Lenora and Susie from Bennett Oil here, remember last week I told you I was going to have a surprise guest for us? Well, here's a surprise. It's our own Ken Freund, the car show guru. He never ceases to amaze us with his depth and breadth of automotive knowledge, and it turns out that lubricants is one of your specialties, right, Ken?
I guess so, Tom. Thank you. I've done a lot of work on vehicles and taken engines apart and seen the problems with sludge and seizures and wear. And in the later part of my career, I've spent a lot of time working with magazines and writing magazine articles and writing books about automotive problems and lubricants.
Well, Ken, we want you to chime in at any point that you feel you've got something important to tell us, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to kick the conversation off here with Desmond, though. You know, Desmond owns Prescott Valley Transmissions, and the transmission fluid industry has gone through some tremendous changes in the last 15, 20 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell us a little bit about these boutique fluids, Desmond.
Man, if you put the wrong oil in a transmission, it is going to give you fits. You're going to get noises, chatters, you name it.
I think you were telling me the other day that you almost have to consider the transmission fluid as a part number. It's like you wouldn't put a Ford spark plug in a Chevy engine, right?
Absolutely. These new 8-speeds and, I mean, ultra-low viscosity, every manufacturer has their own specific fluid, their own specific blends. And if you mix and match and try to become a mixologist, you're going to have issues.
Well, let me just share a story that this actually happened to me. Folks, all my stories are true, but this one really happened. At any rate, I bought a 2006 Chrysler Crossfire about 6 years ago, and not knowing much of the service history behind it. By the way, those of you who don't know what a Chrysler Crossfire was, they were built in Germany from about 2004 to 2007, but during the Daimler-Chrysler merger?
Yeah, they're actually made on a Mercedes-Benz SL320 platform and share the same transmission.
No kidding. What transmission would that be? What else might we find that in?
You probably would find it in a Sprinter van.
No kidding, the
really?
Mercedes Sprinter van. So that transmission was a little overkill for the Crossfire and a little underkill for the Sprinter van, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I didn't know what I had. I just knew that I had a Morphidite car. It was a Mercedes in a Chrysler skin, and I didn't know much about the history. So I went into a transmission shop, not Prescott Valley Transmissions, by the way. I didn't know Desmond back in those days. But anyhow, they serviced the transmission, and they made a point to tell me, we put Chrysler OE fluid in it for you, too. Well, after that, whenever I hit the transmission would shift into overdrive and the torque converter clutch would engage, it felt like I'd gone off the side of the interstate and hit those little lane departure things. It was going, sort of feeling.
That's called driving by braille.
Okay, yeah, the braille bumps. Yeah, I hit the braille bumps. Anyhow, that's what it felt like. Desmond, you want to tell me what actually probably happened?
They used the wrong fluid, the wrong modifiers in there. The Mercedes 722.6s, they are very specific. And I'm sure if you had it flushed, it would have fixed it.
Well, wait a second. It's okay. A Chrysler. They put Chrysler fluid in it, Desmond.
It's a Mercedes transmission.
I see. So that matters too, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I have a question for Bennett Oil then.
Okay, we're ready, Tom.
All right. Does Bennett Oil have an answer to these boutique fluids that are required, like on Mercedes and BMW, Lexus,
sure.
Toyota, Chrysler?
We do. Citgo We're a Citgo branded distributor, so we distribute, among other brands, Citgo. And Citgo offers a specific European line in the Citgard 600 and 700 series fluids. And those meet specs of BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Lexus. So
so I don't want to put you on the spot, but
okay.
Would it be one Citgo oil that's kind of universal for all of those?
Depending upon the viscosity, 530s, okay. 540s. But yes, it's a
transmission
specific.
Transmission fluids are kind of a different specialty.
Yeah, they are, okay. Absolutely.
And are you up to step with transmission fluids, or should I defer?
No, but I certainly will always refer to the awesome. Transmission guru. We have a lot of gurus at the table.
Yeah.
When you have on the European spec vehicles that come in,
yes.
Do you only have one type of fluid you're using?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Every single one of them is different. We go by the manufacturer of the transmission, like ZF. We'll use ZF 8-speed fluid. Mm-hmm. Mercedes loves Penison. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. We go by the manufacturer. You don't want to mix the fluids up.
I think Ken's got some questions for you guys, too.
Sure.
Go ahead, Ken.
Are we switching over to motor oil or staying with the transmission?
Go wherever you want. It's a conversation, Ken. What are you curious about?
Okay. Well, I think a lot of our listeners are wondering about, are all motor oils the same? And do you have a comment about that?
Of course. So I kind of grew up in the Shell world, working for Shell as a Shell distributor. So I'm Shell trained, and I'm really familiar with Chevron. So I've been through enough training and seminars to understand or believe that the additive packs make all the difference, the base oil and the additive packs. I know, Tom, I think you have quite a big background in additives, don't you?
I do. There's a company called LubeGuard, International Lubricants, mm-hmm. out of Seattle, and we were one of their very first customers when they invented this. It was invented, the molecule is LXE, liquid wax ester. It was actually invented by Dr. Landis, who was part of the team that invented Mobil 1. And it was their answer to the fact that back in the late 60s, early 70s, they outlawed killing sperm whales. And sperm whale oil was a key ingredient in motor oils and transmission fluids prior to that. And when they couldn't kill them anymore, they just didn't have any to put in. And fluids took a real dive back in the 70s. The fluids just weren't as good as they were prior to that. And they came up with this liquid wax ester, and they put it into a blend called LubeGuard. And you could add that to any base transmission fluid, and it more or less took on the properties of what sperm oil had done before that. But it was a synthetic blend. It was made from rapeseed oil, of all
Did they have a motor oil additive, too, or just transmission?
Later on, they did. And it's so you could take a base oil, and it would kind of become a hybrid synthetic. What do they call those?
A synthetic blend.
A synthetic blend. But Dr. Landis said that it didn't make any sense to put any of their products in any synthetic fluid because you were just, what would you say, overkill? It wasn't necessary.
Yeah, a little factoid. He's a tribologist. probably people think, oh, that's someone that studies primitive tribes. But no, it's a person that studies. It's basically a type of a branch of mechanical engineering where they study lubricants and test them on engines and so forth.
I know he was quite a guy. He was really old when I met him. So that was a long time, about 20 years ago, I guess.
Well, I think to his point, back to your original question, if you're running or believe in the oil you're running, I've never been a big additive person. Now, as we were talking about earlier, I think there's definitely a place for additives when you have specialized or older engines or specialty vehicles. Mm-hmm. But with today's technology in general lubrication, I definitely think that there are many differences in the motor oils. And then you have people that just like the brand. A Mobil 1 person mm-hmm. can be hard to turn over to a Valvoline person,
sure.
as an example. So we try to speak to all that with what we carry to be able to still meet specs.
Can I ask you a question?
You bet.
Before the show, we were talking about oil change intervals and how it's changed over the years, mm-hmm. just basically based on the oils we're using.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? I think the listeners at home might be interested.
Okay. Well, way back when, like when I first started working on cars, most of the engines were running on 30-weight, straight 30-weight oil that was non-detergent. And you open up the engines, and you needed a bucket to take the sludge out of. And so one of the big things was putting in the detergents and the additives that help reduce that. Now, they've gone to the point now where they're very high-tech, and some of them are specific to certain cars. For instance, Corvettes call for using only synthetic. Quite a few cars actually now do. If you're an occasional driver, like you just go into town and you're not running hard, you're not towing, you could probably get away with a conventional oil. If you want something a little step up from there, you can go to a semi-synthetic or synthetic blend. And if you want the longer intervals, you can go to a full synthetic. Typically, the regular conventional oils, you figure depending on if you do short trips, it's harder on them. So you could say 3,000 to 5,000 miles on a conventional oil. You could about, let's say for a round number, 7,500 miles on a synthetic blend, and up to 15,000 on a synthetic, full synthetic. But I'd recommend more frequent intervals, because when I've taken engines apart, a lot of times they start having sludge and stuff in them. So I recommend quite a bit sooner than that, especially if you're towing or hauling. You're hauling a camper, pulling towing one, or driving a motorhome, pulling a car, anything like that. You should just about half your service intervals.
So I have a question about these intervals. Can you overdo it? Can you change it too often and do harm, or would it never do harm to change it too often?
About the only harm I think you do is probably wear out the threads in the oil pan plug.
Yeah, and your wallet.
And your pocketbook,
yeah.
Exactly.
But I think the folks at Bennett Oil will appreciate it.
Are the synthetics worth it?
Yes. At least I think so. I think if you're in a vehicle that's 15 years old, 10 years old, and I don't want to overspeak, but I definitely think, because it has the additive packs built in to handle extreme pressures, corrosion, the types of things that you find in older engines. It's just the new synthetics just aren't built to address what the new specs are for newer cars, but really are a help with older engines. It can extend the life.
Awesome.
I'll let you speak to the drains, but I don't think you should extend your drains as far in a much older engine, depending upon how you're driving, whether you're up and down a hill, whether you're at 115 degree heat in the valley, you know, or 0 degrees in January in Prescott. So.
Yeah. Older engines typically have more blow-by past the piston rings down the cylinders, and so they blow a lot of combustion byproducts mm-hmm. into the crankcase oil, mm-hmm. and that's one of the reasons you're changing it, because a lot of people think, oh, well, oil doesn't really wear out. Well, yeah, but it gets contaminated.
Exactly.
So that's
it breaks down. The molecules break down
yeah,
over time as well.
Yeah, through shear.
So so they stop losing their connectivity.
Yeah.
And then you can have some serious damage.
Synthetic oils actually started out as a necessity for the aviation industry, especially when they started getting into jets and they had these extreme temperatures and temperature spreads, and also very high temperatures that the oil had to face. Mm-hmm. And so they started making the synthetics for aircraft, and then they said, like, I think Mobil 1, I think, was one of the pioneers, your friend, your doctor friend. And then they came out with the synthetics, and, now
Aeroshell came along.
And the synthetics are very resistant to oxidation and thermal breakdown, which is very important now with these high hot running engines that we have and the emission controls.
Ken, could you, in about 2 minutes, could you explain how motorcycle oils are different?
Okay, I was just wondering.
Because of their application?
Yeah.
Tom always accuses me, if he asks me what time it is, I tell him how to build a watch. But basically, motorcycles are not all the same. There's some that have a separate transmission, like a lot of Harleys and stuff, and some of them have separate dry clutches, like a Ducati. A lot of the older Ducatis have dry clutches. They have different needs, but the typical run-of-the-mill motorcycles you see running around, they have the engine oil is shared by the gearbox and it's shared by the clutch. And if you have these fuel conserving additives that are in the new oils, a lot of the new oils, if you just use the car oil, what you wind up doing is having a slipping clutch.
Oh.
Especially like in high gear when you pin it, it'll rev up.
You were talking about a shear factor or something?
Well, the oil gets sheared by it actually changes its properties when it goes through the gears. If you have when it gets it basically think of the two gears meshing and under power under full power, there's a tremendous squeeze on that oil film, mm-hmm. and it actually shears the oil molecules.
Wow.
So there are special motorcycle only oils that I highly recommend for most motorcycles. Like I say, there are some exceptions.
Do you guys handle motorcycle oils?
We do. We have anything anyone needs basically. So yes, but that was a great explanation. Oil lubricants today, when you talked about the film. You know, they're manufactured to actually, as they're going through the engine process, cling. And when you get to shear, that clinging stops.
Okay.
And I would assume the same is happening in transmissions.
Absolutely.
So if you're driving along and you start hearing something weird, is it a feeling or a sound?
Both.
If you have a problem with that transmission, but it may indicate it's simple, as simple as a fluid change.
Yep. We see it all the time. Best thing, bring it in. Let us take a look.
So, Lenora and Susie, we take a break every now and then throughout the show. And this break is for our listener question of the week. And this week's question came from Terry. And Terry actually has two questions. Desmond, I'm going to let you answer the first one.
No problem.
He says, I have a 2022 Silverado 2500. With just 22,654 miles on it, and the engine was replaced by Chevy at 19,000 miles. And he says, when towing, I have a hard shift in the final gear, and when coming onto the interstate while pulling a fifth wheel camper. And then he says that the shifter's in drive. This is an answer to my question that I asked him. He does have it in drive, not overdrive, and the tow switch is on. And he says it does it sometimes also just under a load without the trailer.
Well, my answer, my first thought is that this is probably the computer relearning. Just having an engine put in 2,000 miles ago, they had to disconnect the battery. The computer's Allison transmissions have adaptives. They learn how you drive. They adapt the shifting and performance to your driving style. And my first thought is just this computer is relearning.
Is there anything you can do to speed that process along?
No.
Okay. So no reason to come visit you.
Well, I mean, you can come in. We have the Allison software, so we can reset the computer and put it in what's called fast mode. It relearns it faster. But honestly, just drive it.
Okay. Sounds good. His second question, I think I'll answer. He says, I have a dent in the top rail of my pickup bed. Is there a way to get that dent out, and the paint has no cracks or chips in it? And the reason I'm answering it is because I love all new, again, painless dent repair. And
absolutely.
Terry, that's your answer. You just want to go over there and see Bruce, Brandon, Matt, and Chris. They're magicians when it comes to making dents literally disappear. And when I say disappear, I mean just that. They are invisible. And the beauty of the paintless dent repair, and you kind of alluded to it in your question, is that the original paint remains intact, so the integrity of the finish is preserved. And you said there were no cracks or chips. And by the way, they'll tell you right up front if your damage is right for paintless dent repair or not. And they never charge for estimates, and there's no appointment needed. I've been there visiting, and people walk in, and they're more than happy to go out and take a look. You can even send them a picture of your dent, and they'll give you their opinion over the phone. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. Even if they try to fix it and they can't make it perfect, they don't charge. By the way, I think they're fussier than you or I would be. And I came up with a slogan for them. Results you can't see or it's free. They loved the slogan. They use it and they mean it. And you know, folks, hail season's here. And here's a warning for you. Hailstorms attract what's called hail chasers. As the name implies, these outfits travel around the country chasing hailstorms. They pop up tents and a sign that says, we fix hail damage, and it's on just about every corner in town after a hailstorm. The problem is they blow out of town just as fast as the hailstorm blew into town. And once they're gone, what are you going to do if something goes wrong with their work? These guys are tricky, too. They'll go out and buy a burner cell phone so they can claim to be local hometowners. So don't fall for these gypsy-style operators. Ken and I were over at All New Again recently, and we both saw an example of the kind of work these guys have done. And by these guys, I don't mean All New Again. I mean the hail chasers. And believe me, it wasn't a pretty sight. The poor car owner now needs to pay to have it all done again. So when it comes to paintless dent repair, take it to All New Again. They've been in business for 2 decades, and they're here to stay. They're located over at 8000 East Long Mesa Drive in Prescott Valley. Contact All New Again Paintless Dent Repair by going to the Drive Time AZ website. Click on the All New Again logo, and it'll take you, again, straight to their website. And tell them Drive Time sent you. Before we get back to talking about lubricants, I know many of our listeners have been waiting for the Car Show Lowdown. You could say Ken's a car show junkie, but he's also into motorcycles. He's ridden motorcycles across 6 of the 7 world's continents. The only one is Antarctica, and no one's done that, right?
Well, I was on a Russian icebreaker, and they wouldn't let me bring a motorcycle on there. I was going to be the first one to ever do it, and then somebody beat me after that.
Well, I think 6 or 7 continents says a lot to Ken. You know, and he's tested and evaluated motorcycles for virtually every major motorcycle manufacturer, and he's lived to talk about it. In fact, he's reviewed them and written articles in Rider Magazine and Roadrunner Magazine. And he also currently writes for RV Magazine. He writes a technical column there. Anyhow, Ken's telling me that he thinks the frontier days has gotten in the way of car shows this week. What's going on, Ken?
Monsoon's coming up, and I think a lot of organizers of shows have kind of backed off for that, not because it's predicted we'll have a lot of rain, but there's a few coming up anyway. Chino Valley has its Territorial Days car show coming up September 3, 10 to 3 p.m. There's a weekly motorcycle and ATV event at Founding Fathers on Wednesdays, 5 to 8 p.m. at 218 North Granite Prescott. But the biggest deal of the year in this area is the Watson Lake Car and Truck Show and Swap Meet. It's a huge event with hundreds of vehicles and vendors, and it's put on by the Prescott Antique Automobile Club. It'll be this year, August 5th and 6th. Like I say, it's the largest car show of the year in the whole region.
Where else can they find out about you?
So remember to click the links under my picture on drivetime.com and for the full scoop on car shows and motorcycle events.
Okay, let's get back to petroleum products and lubricants. Lenora and Susie, would one of you or both of you tell us about the Pacific Pride program?
Sure, Tom. I'll take that. Susie, is that right?
Yeah, Lenora, absolutely. It's your passion.
Chirping up.
Here I am. I've just been soaking in all this wonderful information of everybody around me. But Bennett Oil is a Pacific Pride franchisee, and what we do is we offer a fleet card under the Pacific Pride name. A fleet card, some people say, well, why do you need a fleet card? For a lot of businesses, fuel is one of their major expenses next to labor. So it's a way to keep track and just add efficiency in their organization as far as their fuel management. You know, mm-hmm. with fuel prices, especially as where they are today and lately, it's expensive. And so anytime you can find a way to save some money on your fuel, and, you know, first part of that is just making sure that you're giving your employees what they need and not what they want. And so one of the things with Pacific Pride is we can set some limits to these cards. Say somebody's got a fleet of 10 vehicles, and generally they would, you know, hand out a Visa card to their driver to mm-hmm. go get fuel. And then you've got to wonder what else is being purchased on that that Visa card? Is somebody picking up lunch? Is somebody picking up, you know, the magazine sitting there at the counter and drinks on an afternoon? And so
or
we can
going into the deli at the gas station.
There you go. We do have a great deli at a couple of our locations, right there at Sheldon Street, Sheldon Street Gas and Grill. It's a great deli, and then over at Thumb Butte Pit Stop. Out at the end of Gurley Street has great deli.
Yeah, I've been there. They're both very good.
They have great food. Yeah, absolutely. But so a customer can come to us and say, hey, I really need help managing my fuel expense for my company. We sit down and we talk about, you know, how their usage runs right now. You know, if they've got a truck that they've got employees in and out of, and it's hard to keep track of receipts and how much, you know, fuel this vehicle is really using. We can organize their fuel card so that when their employee is in that vehicle and they're fueling at the Pacific Pride locations, it'll prompt them for an odometer reading even. And then when that business gets that bill, they can look and see what their mile per gallon is of that vehicle.
So monitoring use or abuse is a cost saver, but are there any direct benefits, cost savings, in terms of the cost of the gasoline itself?
Absolutely, especially if we can bulk, you know, some of our purchases together and look at some volume, you know, that's occurring. A lot of times a business owner has no idea really what they're spending, you know, on fuel because it's spread out, you know, between all these, you know, all these locations. So we can lump all of that volume together and look at some real aggressive pricing strategies that will save them some money. Another thing about fuel is just time, how long it takes an employee to pull in and fuel. And, you know, we promote our delis and the convenience stores and stuff, but if an employee is now taking 30 minutes to fuel versus 10 minutes, you know, there's an aggregate fuel cost there that will affect that business, you know, that employee and what he is out trying to do for his company,
and
you know, his billable time.
Your dispensers kind of address that, don't they?
We do. We have high volume hoses and nozzles on our dispensers. And then at our locations, we have wide open aisles. You know, generally our customers have large vehicles. For instance, the city of Prescott, a trash truck is a large vehicle. You really don't want to see that truck, you know, trying to maneuver gas pumps, you know, with lots of other cars and customers there. So we have wide open aisles and high
along
volume.
The savings lines, why don't you talk a little bit about the light class discount?
Absolutely.
For diesel,
good point.
For our diesel customers.
Good point,
out there.
Susie. So people may not know that Arizona has a 2-tier tax system for a tax rate for diesel. Hmm. So if you drive a vehicle that's 26,000 pounds or more, you're going to pay 8 cents a gallon more for your fuel. If you have a light class vehicle, you can get a discount there. We, Bennett Oil, sells to both customer types. So you don't want to pay those heavy class diesel taxes if you don't absolutely have to.
So just pull into a traditional gas station that sells diesel, and you have, let's say, a diesel light motorhome. You're going to pay 8 cents more a gallon than you need to.
No, the retail sites have the light class discount in there. But that's where it gets tricky with businesses and people who have heavy class vehicles. If they're caught putting light class vehicle fuel into their vehicles, it can be an expensive fine with the state of Arizona.
I get it. So I had it backwards in my head.
Yeah.
That's not uncommon, by the way. I get a lot of things backwards.
Oh, that's okay. Speaking of, you know, the motorhomes, you know, Ken mentioned that he writes for RV magazine. That's some of our customers, actually. The people, you know, there's a lot of people that have come to Prescott to retire, and they have beautiful RVs, and the Pacific Pride Fuel Network can allow them, you know, they can come to Bennett Oil and get an account. BennettOil.com or our office right there on Sheldon Street is our corporate office. We can get them a card within a couple days. You know, it's a quick process. But then they're using their motorhome and fueling in locations that are a little bit bigger. And again, the higher volume nozzles and dispensers, and they're not having to fight a lot of traffic with their big rigs.
Right, and Pacific Pride's 24/7 too, isn't it?
We are, yep.
Across the country. There's sites across the country, and there's a site finder on PacificPride.com.
I think I read somewhere there's like 1,000 locations or something.
Oh, there's many more than that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So you can go into an app and decide that, okay, I'm a RV owner and I'm sitting in Prescott, Arizona, and I want to drive to, you know, Alberta, Canada, and it'll route you through Pacific Pride locations. A lot of our Pacific Pride locations also have diesel exhaust fluid at the dispenser, which is a need for.
Tell us what that is. If people who use it probably know, but
Yeah.
I'm curious. What is that?
So generally, it was about 2011 or so when engine manufacturers required, in California especially, you know, all of our good works come from California.
Mm-hmm.
Diesel exhaust fluid is a process wherein when the exhaust comes out of the engine, it goes through this fluid and it minimizes the pollution. And so it's a big deal as far as what vehicles you can use in California, you know, what vehicles are phasing out. And then generally any vehicle that you buy that's newer than 2011 or 12, it's going to require that you use diesel exhaust fluid with it. And most people can really only get that in a box, you know, at a parts store or Walmart or whatever. Or from us. I'm sorry. Absolutely. We have it at the pump, and you can get diesel exhaust fluid at the pump. But a lot of times it's bought in a box.
It's the DEF is 30% urea, and you can't cheat it. It has sensors in the tank. So if you say, oh, well, it's got a lot of water in it, I'll put a little more water in it to thin it down. It has a sensor that'll derate your engine and you lose power.
Wow.
What it actually does is it's injected into the exhaust, and it helps break down the oxides of nitrogen.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ken. The technicalities are important for a lot of people.
So I know we're on the radio, and people probably aren't going to listen or remember addresses, but can you tell us what cities we can find a Pacific Pride in around here that belong to you guys?
So, yes. Short answer, yes. Generally, you can see the awnings or the canopies at these stations. They're kind of a three-colored orange, yellow, red. We have a location on Sheldon Street right there at our office. And then we have another location off of Willow Creek Road. A lot of people know where the Dairy Queen is. Mm-hmm. Behind the Dairy Queen over there is one of our other locations.
I get intimidated every time I go to the Dairy Queen because the big trucks are coming through your gas station.
Yeah, we kind of share the drive-through aisle of the Dairy Queen at that location.
Yeah.
But it's proven to be a nice location for a lot of our customers to give them another place. And then in Chino Valley, we have a location on Road 4 North. And then Prescott Valley, we have a location, and then in Dewey. And I'm sorry, in Prescott we have three. The Pacific Pride Cards also work at the Thumb Butte Pit Stop out at the end of Gurley Street.
Is it a specifically labeled Pacific Pride,
you
or
can
they
see,
just take the card there?
You can see the label on the dispensers that Pacific Pride Cards are welcome there.
Okay.
And then generally the cards will work at other locations as well. Pricing, we can offer better pricing if they're using our branded Pacific Pride site. But in the event that a business owner wants their employee to have access no matter where, the card will work at Circle K, it will work at Maverick, it will work at other locations. It just won't be, those gallons won't be logged into the overall volume discount that Bennett Oil can give through Pacific Pride locations.
Do those gallons, though, count toward the minimum required to get a Pacific Pride card?
No.
They don't?
No.
And tell the folks what that is.
Well, generally, we feel that we can bring people's savings and at about 200 gallons a month.
200, but the minimum is less than that to be able to get it, right?
We will work an account for really anybody that wants to come in and get a fuel account. There's a lot of benefits to it, and I really hate to put limits on who we're willing to do business with. If somebody wants to do business with us and they think that a Pacific Pride card would be good, we have, in the past, we've had families where a mom and dad want to control the fuel usage of their kids.
Right.
And so they're giving a fuel card to their kids and say, I only want them to get 30 gallons a week, or I only want them to fuel Monday through Fridays at from noon to one. So there's a lot of safety features that can happen with Pacific Pride fleet cards.
Well, let me ask you some other questions. Automotive for a minute.
Okay.
I notice you have on your list here, you have heating oil as one of the products you sell. And I imagine that's been one of the staples, especially through the winter up here in Prescott.
It is. People would probably be surprised to realize how many homes are still heated with heating oil in Prescott. And if we go back to 85 years ago when my grandpa Bulacek started, you know, selling fuel in Prescott, Prescott did not have natural gas. And so that's generally how most of the homes in Prescott were heated. So that's kind of the roots of where Bennett Oil began 85 years ago is home heating fuel, and we still deliver it to this day.
I'm kind of strategic in nature. I'm wondering strategically, is there any advantage to trying to time the buy of your home heating fuel? Maybe when the prices are lower or
like
something?
A pre-buy or something.
A pre-buy?
Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people that try to time pricing, you know, and I wish it was that simple. It used to be that pricing, we would go weeks, sometimes months, without getting a price change on our fuel quotes. And anymore, we can get them two or three times a day sometimes.
Wow.
So if you feel you can predict the weather and if you can feel government politics and, you know, all
OPEC.
Of those things, OPEC, then you might be able to predict some of that. But that gets pretty tricky.
There's a couple other things you had on your list, and I know Desmond wanted to ask you about one of them. You have fuel and oil analysis.
We do. Do you want to speak to that, Susie?
Sure.
Okay.
When we set up a customer to buy bulk lubricants from us, whether it's construction shop, transmission shop, whatever, we offer an oil analysis program. So if you're draining, when you're doing drains, because it's just critical to understand how the lubricant is performing, how your engine's performing. We've saved in our own fleet many engines in the last 5 years I've been with Lenora by having oil analysis done. Picks up contaminants. You can tell if you're having breakdowns in your coolant. It can provide you with all kinds of
information. You can find coolant in the oil.
Absolutely.
That you might not even notice because it's just telltale traces, right?
Absolutely. So we do offer full fluid analysis to any of our customers that so want to start up with the program. Again?
Do you do it in-house?
No. It's done by the lab. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Do you also do it for like aviation, like for someone who has an airplane, like a piston engine airplane, they want to keep a track of the metals in it?
We don't currently have any aviation customers on board, but yes, we can we can open up the program to aviation.
And what's the turnaround time?
About 5 to 7 days.
Okay, and the price?
And that comes mm-hmm. automatically in an email report.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, you're not waiting for snail mail.
Okay.
I could tell you the price, but then
you have to kill me.
No. Depending upon a customer's volume.
I see. Okay.
It usually is included, actually.
Okay.
But if a customer, like if a car show, a customer wanted to pull an oil analysis, wanted to come to us, buy an oil analysis sample, they're about $18.
Okay, that's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of guys I know have very high performance race engines, and they've got up to 50 grand in an engine, and they like to check the oil analysis.
Absolutely.
I would like to know, can you detect coolant in transmission fluids?
Well, that's a good, yes, you can.
Should be able to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome.
And transmission fluid and coolant.
Some warranty claims, wouldn't it?
I'm telling you. I've ran into this quite a bit. I mean, the cooling system for the transmission is in the radiator.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're noticing, especially with the newer Dodges, the coolant, normally coolant in your transmission fluid, it looks like a strawberry milkshake, and it's really obvious. But for some reason, the coolant in the new Dodge diesels are not turning transmission fluid.
And in those new Dodge diesels, are they running ELC coolant?
I don't know.
So it's red?
I work on transmissions.
It's red. So it comes in red, and that's where you're getting your strawberry color from.
Because
if they were just running a universal, that'd be gold. And so you don't detect that quite as severely with transmission fluid. It's also red.
We're not seeing it in the Dodges. You can't tell. I had to buy little Littman's strips. Is there coolant in this?
Yeah, we have red transmission fluid and red coolant.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it shows up as silicates, doesn't it, in a test?
It does.
Yeah.
100% right, as usual.
Okay,
Mr. Six Continent.
Lenora and Susie, you've been great guests.
Man.
You've been so patient answering our questions. And Ken, what a guru you are of all kinds of things. Desmond, thanks for your input. You know, we have another sponsor we haven't talked about today. It's Five Star Cars. And I've been around the car business for over 40 years, and I've bought and sold a lot of cars. I guess you could think of me as that insurance guy that says, I know a thing or two because I've seen a thing or two. Well, I got to tell you, Five Star Cars is a premier used car dealership. I asked them to be one of our sponsors. And the day I stopped by, I wanted to see how they treated people. And I have to tell you, they didn't know who I was or why I was there. But, boy, was I impressed with how friendly they were and helpful. The owner, Bruce Wallace, says they're a stress-free dealership, and I know he means it. Five Star Cars specializes in quality pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and they keep their inventory fresh with new vehicles by constantly turning them over. Bruce was on last week, and he said it's about all he does anymore is look for cars for the inventory, and he's very, very fussy. And they won't put any car on the lot. It goes through a comprehensive inspection. They do any repairs it needs. They do a test drive. They detail every vehicle. And it comes with a 30-day, 1,000-mile warranty, which is kind of unheard of. The car business usually is as-is, where-is. You've probably seen those stickers before. So they just want to make sure they're providing you with the best car possible. And they won't sell a car unless he can confirm that vehicle's history. In fact, they not only print the Carfax report, they post it on every window. And they accept trade-ins, and they do financing. And of course, they'll even buy used cars. They pay cash for used cars. And let me tell you, selling a used car today, private party, it's scary. You never know who's going to be on the other end of that email or that cell phone call trying to con you out of your car and even out of some money. You know, I think selling a car through someone like Five Star Cars could be just a simpler way to get that done. The owner of Five Star Cars is Bruce Wallace, and Bruce says we've been around town a long time, and we do business like we're going to be here for a long time to come. By the way, I don't recall ever seeing a used car dealer with an A-plus accredited Better Business Bureau rating. That says a lot, but you know what says even more is their reviews on their website. So whether you're shopping, selling, or just want to talk cars, make sure you stop by Five Star Cars, call, or even do what I did, just drop in for a visit. They're located over at 8057 East Yavapai Road in Prescott Valley, and you can always reach them by going to the Drive Time AZ website, and that's drivetimeaz.com. Click on their logo, and it'll take you straight to their website. And when you go in, tell them Groucho sent you. Of course, I'm kidding. That's the old Groucho Marx thing. Tell them that Drive Time sent you.
That sounds great. Tom, can I add one thing before we wind up here? I just wanted to give our listeners a chance to save a little money on their summertime fuel usage. Texaco has they're just kicking off a rewards program where you can get $1 a gallon off of three fill-ups.
Correct.
Yep. And we've got this information at our Sheldon Street location. Again, Texaco partners with Safeway Albertsons as well, so there's some reward things as well that you can piggyback in place. But there's a Texaco reward program.
So you can get the dollar and your cents per gallon rewards?
Wow. You can.
I filled up at the Texaco station the other day because I found out you had Tekron. I didn't know that before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That's a big component.
And I filled up, and my car takes Supreme. And I have to tell you, I haven't had to get gas again since. It keeps making gas.
Well, that's great. It's one of our features. But it's a great promotion right now that Texaco's offering $1 a gallon off for three fill-ups, and
that is
they can
amazing.
Learn more about that at our Sheldon Street Texaco.
Great, and you say it's simple.
Yep, it's simple.
All right. Well, Desmond, we didn't get a chance to talk much about your company today, Prescott Valley Transmissions. Let me tell you, we did get one more listener question. Came from John. It's a quick one. Why don't we take it now?
Sure.
And what it is he has a 2021 Ram 2500 4x4. Has 50,000 miles, and it seems to be hanging in gear a little longer than it did when it was new. He had the transmission service with factory Chrysler fluid and put a filter in, pan gasket. He just said pan. And he said, boy, was it expensive. I had it done at 40,000 miles, and within the last 2,000 miles, he's noticed it started hanging in gear. He said he doesn't drag race much. I'm sure he was kidding. And the fluid's clean, smells fine. He's wondering if the computer needs to be reset or if this is normal.
Okay, so no, he wasn't kidding. The pan, it wasn't a misprint. The filter is part of the pan on this transmission. This is one of those 8-speed transmissions, and they're a wonderful tranny. I have yet to rebuild one. So that's some good news. I would say resetting the computer, that's part of the service, is resetting the adaptives, the learning cycle of the transmission. Sometimes they learn bad habits. I also know that Chrysler has worked on updating the TCM. A lot of the stuff we're seeing nowadays, well, you got to be a computer repairman as well as a mechanic, all of the computers in these cars. But I would start off, if it was my truck, I would start off with resetting the computer and see how it goes.
Well, great, Des. And folks, you want to go to Prescott Valley Transmissions for anything related to transmissions. They're a hassle-free zone for car repairs. Just go to the DriveTimeAZ.com website and click on Prescott Valley Transmissions logo. Again, magically transports you right to their website. Folks, that music you hear is our Drive Time Song of the Week. And this week's winner is me. Let me tell you guys, you're really missing out by not submitting an entry for the Song of the Week. It's the easiest $225 you'll ever make. The only song that we got nominated this week was one I couldn't or wouldn't use because it had the F-bomb in it. So here's your punishment for, number one, submitting that song, and your punishment for not submitting a song at all. This is my punishment to you because you won't get this song out of your head for the rest of the day. It's called Beep Beep by the Playmates back in 1958. And by the way, before we go, John's question qualifies him for the Drive Time Song of the Week prize. So, John, you're not getting aced out by being the second question. You're going to get the Drive Time Song of the Week prize. We have a pretty cool show in store. We're dedicating the entire show to how you can avoid becoming an auto repair victim. We'll give you some great tips on how to choose a reputable repair shop and steps you can take to be more informed about auto repair in general. Our special guest will be Marilyn Mott with the Better Business Bureau. And until next time, have a great week. It's going to be a great week to have. Enjoy your ride, and may God keep you safe.
It's Drive Time.